spontaneous because I don't necessarily make plans. I can just say, oh, today I ain't doing shit. I can go and do that. Yeah. But some stuff I don't have the confidence to just go out there by myself. Like, I want to take a vacation by myself. Like, I be seeing bitches do that. And I be like, I don't know, y'all. You gonna go somewhere that you don't know nobody? Like, when I go to the bar by myself, I feel like I'm going to like
somebody.
Yeah.
These my people.
Or I'm a cute girl, you know what I mean? Like, but I'm still in a like a similar environment. Like, I mean, like
just
a familiar
go out of town.
A familiar environment. Like to go somewhere, like to the blossom, like to go to someplace I've never fucking been before in my life by myself.
But
with the hopes that I'm gonna meet somebody that vibes with me.
It's
why you gotta
that was, I feel like you have to with that. Like what, buddy, you have to. These are my people. This is my family. This is the type of music
he went down there with that in his head though.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's the same thing. Yeah, wherever. Like you, I love bowling. Like, fuck. As far as I'm concerned, everybody bowling. Bowling. Even if bowling is the only thing that we can be cool with on life, we got that. Like everybody here, we fuck with this shit. But I've never been by myself.
So you've never been bowling by yourself.
You don't do nothing by yourself.
I do things by myself. Like I said, I can go to the bar. I can go to the movies. I used to go to the movies religiously by myself. On Mondays, like, they used to be my thing.
You ever go out to eat by yourself?
I have been out to eat by
myself.
I'm not
that
like, at a restaurant.
Like
I've been a Red Lobster. I've been a Red Lobster before by myself. It was a point in time I felt like I had no friends, so I definitely used to eat by myself.
That shit takes more confidence than going to a fucking concert by yourself.
Nah, not for real, because I feel like a concert is interactment. Like, I feel like eating, like, nigga, I remember case in point, I went to Red Lobster one time by myself. I had a Kindle. I fucking propped my book up and ate my fucking food like a lonely bitch.
At like the old man at McDonald's.
At the bar. I ate at the bar. Yes.
Enjoying the service of the restaurant. Like, you're not necessarily like, yeah, I'm taking a vacation by myself.
I just wanted to
myself.
Be in the environment. I mean, I could have got the dinner to go, right? And took it back home, just me, but I just wanted to be at the
outside.
Right? Yeah.
I'm taking a vacation by myself.
Where? Yeah, where you go?
New Orleans.
By yourself?
Yeah, I went solo.
Like, New Orleans, like Mardi Gras, or like, I'm just gonna walk around and see what this shit got
going on. In August. It was like summertime, New Orleans. It was,
I don't know. I feel like places bring you, but like concerts.
Yeah, I went.
I feel like you're supposed to be like, and I don't know. I just, I'm not confident to like, be like that with nobody else to do it with. Like,
we pay money to be at this concert, so we all like this artist. We all fuck with this artist, so we all together.
But you doing it with your friend.
I almost went to a show down there.
Girl, we friends now.
But so I feel like
Miguel was just sold out.
It's a certain confidence, though. Like, I feel like that you have to have for me to be and look over at you, and I don't know you, and we doing it together, and now we friends. Like, bitch, that's our part. That's. I feel like it takes a certain, because the other person has to be receptive. What if you look at me and be like,
Daniel Caesar.
Get your weird ass out of here.
I'm following my friend, not you, bitch. Like, hey, you, then now my whole night ruined, ho. I'm here by myself.
And
like,
it's my feet. I can't.
Nah, I'm the weird hoe that want to be your friend. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't.
Nah. Okay, so, alright. So, alright. So, listen. You gotta be able to go to a spot that's not like a clicky spot, and that
I feel like everywhere is clicky.
Nah, it's not.
It's about the people. People are clicky. Places aren't.
When I went to when I went to New Orleans, I went to the Marriott Moxie Hotel.
Like on a humble, or you planned a vacation and you said, "Fuck it, I'm out."
I planned to go. I wanted to go to New Orleans. Like, I wanted to eat New Orleans food.
That's awesome. Me too.
And I was like, okay. Like, I mean, there was a couple people that I tried to go where I said, hey, I'm going to New Orleans. You trying
to
go?
Did you know anyone in New Orleans already? Like, that lived there?
I mean, I had a homie that lived in Louisiana.
Like, I'm saying, when you went, did you hit somebody up? But like,
he wasn't there. I hit him up like when I like last minute.
I don't feel like that.
I hit him up like 2 weeks. I planned it for like a couple of months,
exactly.
Like a month or so before I 2 months before I went. And then when I like 2 weeks
you
before
really
I went,
planned a self trip.
You
know,
have so much fun like that.
I went on Expedia. I was telling people I wanted to go to New Orleans. Wasn't nobody like, hey man, yeah, I'm about to go.
Everybody
yeah,
was flaky. And you like, fuck it.
I want to go to New Orleans.
Yeah,
like, I'm not waiting on nobody.
So
it was like,
yeah,
it wasn't even
that
expensive.
That. I feel like
that
about stuff. I have so
it
much.
It wasn't that expensive. It was only a few hundred dollars. Like, I was like,
how long did you stay? Just the weekend?
No, I went during the week.
Okay.
I went during the week. It was cheaper during the week.
Of course it is. And I feel like it's less congested if I'm going to go by myself.
If it was the summer. More congested on the weekend, more power to them. It was a lot of people. Still.
You did typical shit.
You did regular.
I went to Bourbon Street. Like, I stayed in the first quarter. Like,
did you make friends?
Did I meet people? I met some people, yeah. Like, that's what I was trying to say.
Did you meet anyone that you still talk to right now today?
No way. Like, did I, like.
No.
Did you make any friends? No. Okay, like.
He defined that when you said, did you meet friends? He said, I met people.
Yeah, I met people.
He cleared that shit up.
I went down there, that's what I was trying to tell y'all. I stayed at the Marriott Moxie, and when you get the room, it comes with a drink. You get a free drink at the bar. So I went to go get my free. Aww. I went, I got unpacked, I got dressed, I went to the bar. No, I dropped my shit, and then before I got dressed, I came down to the bar.
Grab my free little drink before I go get dressed.
Why I got my bottle.
I was a little drink, but you know what I'm saying? And I sat next to a dude that was from Louisiana, but he traveled like in some capacity. It was a white dude, big dude.
Can I ask how this conversation happened between you and this individual? Because of course you know that because you talked to him.
Yeah, him and I talked to.
Did you make friends?
How did that happen? That's what I'm saying. Like, how did that? I can't do that. How did that happen?
I cannot do that.
Because I'm a social person. Like, when I go out by myself, if I'm by myself in a space, I'm gonna acclimate myself to my space. Sometimes I go out with a book. But sometimes if you go out with a book, people ask you what you're reading and you end up talking to somebody then. If you go out, you're sitting there.
My friend was the waiter.
I've gone out.
When I go out by myself.
I've watched stuff on my phone, on the Netflix, like while I'm eating, and people are asking you what you're watching or like.
Then that's the conversation starter.
Sometimes I don't do that. I watch the game. Like, let's I go out by myself to watch the games a lot of the times. Get some food
Kiko,
and watch the game.
Kiko.
You play that? You said
Kiko.
Oh, Kiko?
Whatever. You know what I say? You said a bar and play that?
No.
Kino.
Kino. Kino.
I was like, there is an N in it. I swear there is. Kino.
No, I don't do Kino. No.
But I
have gone to the bar and played Queen of Hearts.
No, but what I'm asking is how it happened. Like, so boom, you're going down to get
okay,
your drink.
So I go sit down, I get my drink. I acclimate myself to the space, I'm getting a drink. It's a big white dude to my left. He was a really cool dude though. And he knew he was a big white dude. He looked like a coach, like a football coach.
I was about to say.
And he had
like
a big personality, you know what I'm saying? He talked real southern, like, hey brother. You know what I'm saying? And the dude
Who started it? I don't remember.
It was a dude on the other side. The black dude, and he was from somewhere.
It was three single men, just without groups.
Yeah, and then there was two girls behind the bar. They were both cute. You know what? That might have been what it was. I think we all looked and like she was cute. Or she did something cute to, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how bartenders do. You know how bartenders.
Everybody recognized her at the same time. Like,
put the drink down, you be like, oh, this is the drink? Well, yeah, that's the one I gave. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? And then we all like, yeah, she cute.
Like,
like, you know what I'm saying?
So you had to get the nigga in the eye like this.
It was just different. Yeah, it was something like that. And then it was like
it all walks of life. We all the same thing. You understand me?
Pussy the same thing.
Like, well, hey, man, where are you from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a nigga told me you know how to approach a bitch because she smiles with her pussy. I was like, what? What does that even mean? Ooh, and I feel like that was the interpretation that
that guy got. She like, was like,
hey, girls.
Maybe.
And that's how the conversation started between all three, all like everybody
we start talking about, cause it's also a hotel, so you know people are like traveling, so you just start like, I'm just a friendly person, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like you are a very social person. Yeah. You definitely have an inviting vibe when you open up your mouth. You're not.
Before you get angry.
I'm an extroverted introvert. Like, if you let me, I'll be by myself. I'll take a trip by myself.
Clearly.
I'll go out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went that night. I stayed for like 3 nights, right? So the first night, I think the first night I stayed in. There was one night I came in a little bit early. Maybe the second night, because I think I got hustled on the first night.
What?
second night? No, I got hustled on the second night.
So you didn't even have nobody here fucking back. Like,
what?
I paid more for weed than if I would have knew somebody in the city. So I tell you that, like, the ills of going by yourself somewhere, you are strapped to, and like, kind of your confinements and who you can run into. So I ran into some niggas on the street. Definitely paid like $40 for like what I would have paid $20.
The fact that I smoke weed, I don't know what I would do. I'm not about to be. It's one thing to be like me and Kiki and be like, hey, you got some weed? Like, you know how I already feel about
everybody
like,
else.
I feel like all my weed interactions are like the most non. You know what I mean? Like, that, it's the weirdest shit that has ever happened in life. Like, I'm so.
Girls are so uncomfortable.
I'm so non smooth with it. It makes absolutely no sense.
Hey, you got some weed?
Like, it's like, what do I. Do people still call
it
weed?
Is it cold word?
But I don't have weed and I need to say that I need some. I have no idea what to text.
It's not a like.
Because I don't like talking on the phone. Like, so then it'd be like, but I gotta call.
Cause you gotta make the effort to get the.
I thank God that, like, you know, somebody just like checks on me like, hey, you got some weed still? Like, no, I ain't no more left. Or like, oh, I'm on my last blunt. Like, oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you so much for doing that. Cause I don't like. Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, I wish. No, it was niggas outside.
You don't know what you're getting.
I feel like
I don't know.
And as a female.
When you out of town, that's different. Like,
they can be like, let me smoke with you and roll you up some fuck shit. Like,
I'll just go the weekend without. I ain't even gonna hold you. It's not that serious. Can I have a cocktail? I feel like I'm by myself. I don't need to be that inebriated anyways. I need to know what
I'm by myself.
I need to, just a few cocktails is enough for me.
I've committed
to not purchasing drugs by myself.
All right.
I've
purchased drugs by myself many times. I
smoke weed and I still don't know.
And it's shrooms
in quantities.
Now.
Like, what do I used to tell him all the time. That's, like, how much weed do you
what do
get?
I say?
How much goes
can
into?
You, can you tell me what I gotta say?
What do you need
get it?
For? Like,
you probably, you decide what you want to spend and you tell them niggas what you're trying to spend and they'll give you what they're gonna give you.
You
and
gotta whisper.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel like that's. Right, you take the lead, you got 50. This
hey,
is it.
What's good, bro?
I just
like,
feel like a club.
Niggas got bud, like, you know what I'm saying?
You got some weed. Hey, you got
some weed. Oh, no, when niggas say, hey, you got some bag, niggas got some bag. Like,
but
you know
I guess
saying?
Like time.
That's
place,
it. Like
right?
that's really about it. Like,
if
yo,
I walk out, I see a bunch of bitches that it smell like weed. Like then I, you know what I mean? Like I
you
guess.
Just, hey, are you sick?
I'm still very weird about it. Like,
in New Orleans, it's a very out there city. People is like doing their thing. They performing on the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a nigga rapping. It's a nigga dancing with Nikes with pop cans, smashed down pop cans. Like,
oh, like tap shoes.
Oh, okay. Or put to the bottom of his shoes so we can tap in shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas out there, but it's a group of niggas. So it's like, I see, you know what I mean? It's, yo, niggas got some bud. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, hell yeah. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, boom. So I caught some shit. The nigga made me, like, take his CD at the time. Yeah. It was 2019. I kept it with me for, like, years. I think I just recently threw it away.
But I'm gonna tell you this, but you wanna listen to this. Like,
yeah, I never listened to it.
What?
Why you do that, man?
How
like
dare
that?
You?
You smoke that nigga.
And you just
though.
Publicly said that we no longer have
the
CD. Any. We can't even listen to it now.
All right, I've moved it.
Gosh darn it. He's probably
you brought it
shit
home
right
and
now.
Everything. You had good intentions. Did you ever play
Why did you
to
not
it?
Listen to it?
Was it not a CD player available?
Yeah, not down there.
But and so then you brought it home. You just
yeah, I had it for years. Like, but I don't never.
Why did you even buy it?
Just never was like.
I just didn't think it was.
Why did you not think it was
him? I have my instincts about it.
What did he look like? Because you gave us a description of the people at the bar. What did this young man?
He was short.
Oh, yeah, he had bars.
He just didn't strike me as a rapper.
Short niggas don't have bars.
I don't know. That's just, that was the first descriptive word he gave you. Like, I was listening to that.
I just didn't. It, like, you had to see it.
You had to be there on my vacation.
You had to be there in 2019 to see the nigga hands.
Ooh, in 2019?
And that's when I told you I went to New Orleans.
That probably was a great time.
You had to see the nigga give you
life was a little different.
The clear sleeves with the cutout with him and the black clip art.
Oh, shit.
It was art on there. It wasn't just, it didn't just have like, Sharpie on it?
And no, it was
fancy enough.
It was like the flyer like we used to get in like 03 to go to the club. Like you had the little insert inside of the plastic.
What's the color?
Inside of the clear plastic sleeve. It was a black insert. But the CD was definitely one of the ones that you get from Office Max.
That's fine. He is struggling.
I've been coming.
Yeah, so I just.
You see what he doing on the side? You think he want to be out there selling weed? That's how I get to introduce myself.
Hustling
to
people. Is giving niggas to yeah. Anyway.
What did he say?
He probably gave me I don't like to say it, but I probably paid 44 grand. And New Orleans hustled me when I got hustled.
Jesus. You see, I try to fly some slide.
Yeah, no, when I got hustled on the strip though, like
yikes.
I feel like it was maybe more. It was a little bit more than a grand, but it wasn't like it was. Nigga, this is $20 worth of weed.
How dare you?
You bought a CD too. Let's be clear.
That you there never you fucking listened to. That's your fault.
You spent didn't take advantage. On a CD.
You didn't take advantage. That's it was $20 fault. For the CD and $20 for the weed.
You're welcome.
I rolled up on the CD.
You should have got a receipt. You would have known.
So
you
the CD was resourceful.
It was useful.
So I got me some 1800 Reposado. It was more expensive down there than I've ever paid for it in my life.
But do you think because?
Yeah, because you're in the first quarter. It's like buying shit at Disney World or Cedar Point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything's just marked up around there. The Popeyes down there was crazy. I went straight to Popeyes when I got off.
How amazing was that?
How authentic?
Did you? Come on. It was to sit up in the seat.
Come on.
It was to sit up in the seat.
Because you know, that's how you know the mood change.
It was good, but
it was Popeyes.
It was as best as I've ever had Popeyes, but I've also had the best Popeyes in Toledo.
So which one was better? Toledo, Ohio. It was good.
It was the best Popeyes I've ever had. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can't
like,
say both was the best. Who was better?
Toledo.
Yikes.
So they were number two on the best Popeyes you ever had.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Toledo, Secor Road, right there, right past Central.
Well, shout them out then.
Yeah, it's a McDonald's.
That was fucking decades ago, Sonic, right? When it was the best you've ever had.
I just went there on the way back from my pop's mom's.
And it was still the best you've ever had?
I stopped at Popeye. Yeah, it was
good. That, so coming back was not the first time you had it. You said, oh shit, this is the best.
I used to go there. It's still my favorite Popeye's, yeah. They was out of shit.
Did you want
it? Like normal.
Oh. Wait, Louisiana or Toledo?
Toledo. They be out of shit, but that's what Popeyes is supposed to have happen.
I was about to say, I feel like the chain be chaining wherever you at.
Did y'all see the nigga that was at Popeyes and he wasn't getting paid? They said that he didn't pay him for a month. He caused way more than a month's worth of damage. But
first of all, why would you not pay me for a month?
In the fuck do you think I'm still coming to work if I'm not getting paid?
Definitely. Why did you still
go
to work?
Not at Popeyes.
I was like, this is not a small business where you got to get a certain money in order to pay your people. Where is my money? Like, I feel like I would have caused that amount of damage way before a month happened.
At Popeyes isn't
because you're really doing work at Popeyes.
That I have the diligence in that I can't lose it because they're not paying me. Exactly.
You dealing with the craziest type of folk and they're home. You're dealing with the craziest type of folk. And they're hungry.
Hangry. Baby, please.
There is no way you do not get that man's money.
Allegedly, I had licensure issue at my job. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to handle that. And that was the time I wasn't getting paid, but I wasn't working. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get another job. At Popeyes?
You don't have no
color. Let them say my paperwork held up at Popeyes. Oh, I just don't work at Popeyes no more.
Are you crazy?
I'm not tearing up the back of Popeyes a month later.
You're right. I guess you're right.
Still there.
But you have to understand the type of people who are in tune with Popeyes. I don't want to offend. But this is my whole life.
Some people are naive. You sat down and talked to your boss when it was payday and he was like, oh, it's a clerical error.
Yeah.
Some people, okay.
Nigga, in 1 week, you turning into 2 weeks. Because that's only, a month is only 2 missed pays. Two, like, okay. So that means.
But you had me on the you first You told me. On the first missed pay.
I remember when I worked at the fucking Ritz. And they, they told me it was a fucking problem with payroll. And like my check.
It's a problem
with my check was like 40. It only was like for 1 week and not two. And they was like, oh, we can put it on your next check. No, you can cut me just a check me right now. You can cut me a check right now. So like,
work 2 more weeks and get. Nah, I need that.
And it happened to a lot of us, and I was the only one that like bucked about it. And then, of course, you know, one person bucked, Gary, right? But you know, so of course, they cut checks, like,
because people.
But my thing was like, everybody else was okay with that, just waiting another 2 weeks.
Nah, I had already had plans for this.
Allegedly, nah. It's gonna be an issue with the schedule this week.
Like, bro, I'm not coming. I'm not doing, like, what? That's crazy. Like,
you
no.
Got me scheduled for a few
I don't
days.
Like y'all. I'm not here because I want to be a part of this great establishment. I need my money to pay my bills.
I want to say this. This is completely off the record, although it's on some record. I want to let you know, like, this is not what I mean if I'm, like, actually coming to work at a new job or even any job that I may hold, allegedly. Nigga, if I'm not paid presently for the time that I've already worked, I don't give a fuck if this shit fall flat to the earth, nigga.
No, really.
The doors can close when I walk out this motherfucker. No, really. But they better send my check for the past 2 weeks.
Because I did
that
shit. I already did that shit. You don't pay me to pay it.
In the windfall.
Exactly. It's work. I've already did the work, bruh. I did that. I did that already. Like, nah. And Popeyes, like, bruh. Ain't. I've worked for fast food before. Ain't no motherfucking way. I totally understand.
I worked at Burger King.
You want
me to tell you why I quit Burger King? When I worked at Burger King in high school?
I hope you're not in jail.
Yeah, you know, when I came back from college and I was going to work at Burger King, it was a different manager and them niggas wouldn't put me on the schedule the right way. You know what I did? Took my fucking shirt off at Burger King and I threw it in the motherfucking office. I said, all right, man. Send that last fucking check though to my house right. At the address that y'all got.
I wish I used to let all them childhood all them jobs definitely got the naive ass. Now, no, you can't. But I remember fucking when I was working at Burger King, like they wouldn't give me, they didn't want to give me like prime off. And I was like crying, real tears about it. Like, because I was like, I still lived at home with my mama and I was contemplating, like, well, what am I going to do?
Where my money? I need this money. Don't I need this job?
Like, why, bitch? Fuck them people. Like,
get the fuck off.
The fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to prom, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was really upset about that. Like,
now I would call off for less.
Listen.
My fee to Florida, listen, I'm like, not doing it.
No, for real. Because in my experience, if I get up off the bed and it's not right, right in that moment, it's not going to be right for the whole day, bro. Y'all is not getting the best version of me. I'm gonna get there when I can give you that. Like, how about
you don't want her.
You don't deserve
you don't need
this.
Her today.
You deserve better. You deserve better. I'm gonna call you when I'm better. I'm gonna call you when I'm better.
This ain't that.
This not that. Like,
just like, you know, I'm not gonna
this
be
not
here.
That. Like, this not that. Yeah, job system used to play me, so I feel for that man. Throw the shit all over everywhere.
Fuck him up. Flip table.
Break stuff.
I just think he shouldn't. He was. I don't like shit.
I feel like when we act he's on emotion, because that was emotion. Like, nigga, something's not getting paid because, nigga, something is in, I'm in distress because of this. Like, I'm acting off of my emotion, and I feel like when we do that.
But
like,
I told the people 2 weeks ago I was going to have that shit.
You did. And I feel like it's validating. Yeah. I ain't going
to. He still has to lose more money than he
does. He does. Then, and that's
he was old.
And not even more money, but it's Popeye. You know what I mean? They can take it there if they want to
also,
take it.
Also, now you
have
made the news.
Yeah, they have the power to take it there. And then of course, we're in a day and age where everything is recorded. So it's not just like, oh, Jerome was there. It's not just speculation.
Like
management didn't come in and see the shit everywhere. And you know what I mean? Somebody talked. And we all looking around like,
now you can't work
the
KFC, Mr. Chicken.
You can't do no chicken.
We saw you on camera, bro.
Kim's, nigga, none of that.
Not Kim.
Can we do burgers?
Nah, he can't even get a shot.
Can't
you
work?
Can he work for real burgers, you think?
He is banned in the chicken community. Disrespect we saw you do on camera. We are not allowing you around Nan poultry ever again, sir.
You might have to work at the factory level.
He can only get to Dairy Queen now.
God, No, they got
ice cream.
I'm dead. Oh my god.
They got
it. Hot eats. You forgot about the hot eats.
Fuck that.
These are
somebody that owns something saw that and got that man a job. Fuck y'all.
Dang,
he is accepted
money.
Somewhere. Fuck that.
Dang,
he's saying.
Backpack.
Whatever Jerome's name,
we
real
feel
name
so
is.
So bad for you. You got some months backpack.
Like,
it's GoFundMe probably.
Listen, I hope somebody saw it. It was like, Lord, bless that man with a real job because this is some bullshit.
Now we know the reason why the fuck he can't hold a real fucking job.
No, that wasn't a real job.
It was real for him. It's real for somebody.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
He tried to break cake, so that
it was real for me, for sure. You are absolutely correct.
That nigga was grown as fuck.
And I stand corrected. You are absolutely correct.
That nigga had a whole beard.
Hurt.
Like a full beard. You can't have a full beard and throw a temper tantrum over chicken.
First of all, I've seen 15-year-olds with full fucking beards.
Okay.
Kids are different. So
nah, you know, Laren had a beard at 15 for sure.
Niggas be grown-ups. And
yeah. You know,
they be grown kids.
I didn't even read the story. I just saw the heading of what it said, like man didn't get paid for 1 month. And like this is how he reacted or whatever. And I sent the video of him tossing the chicken.
It was a mess.
I definitely formed an opinion.
Because we all know how much chicken.
I definitely formed an opinion. Like I scrolled, but it was like
he made a mess.
Good for you. Good for you, Jerome.
He made a mess. Exactly.
Good for you, Jerome.
And that's all it is when you turn shit up like that, though.
A mess.
And he did the great thing, though. He can walk out. That's a mess that he does not have to fix.
It goes,
I hope he was able to go home and have a beer and like,
how?
Have you ever
seen a nigga?
See, is that the first time I've ever seen somebody from Popeyes?
Yeah, that's why he's stressed. Bitch, yeah. He hasn't had a beer in a month. Like, because he can't afford it. Whole ass thing is they pay him.
You need to go on YouTube and look up the compilation of, maybe I'll show you.
Compilation of
before y'all gotta
people
go.
That spaz out at jobs?
Popeyes especially. People have quit Popeyes in epic fashion. It's him.
I mean, I know fast food and it's
the people
hard.
That
like,
fought.
And I can only, and people now are like extra angry than they was when I was at fucking
you
fast food.
Remember
so I can only imagine like niggas is pulling out pistols because your fries cold. Like, so I can only imagine it.
Yeah.
The anxiety that the bitch at the fucking drive through has. Like,
you don't remember the nigga that came and sang a song to quit?
I do remember that.
I do remember that.
Popeyes.
It was a whole because niggas were trying to go viral for anything, and I mean, I heard it. So
I don't.
Nigga was viral.
I feel like if I search it and I'll be like, oh yeah, but I don't really know what
she's talking about right now. It was you know, a lot of niggas just put Popeyes in that epic one.
I never knew specifically Popeyes was like the trashiest place. I mean, not the trashiest place to work, but I didn't know that it was like bad.
Churches is
horrible.
Churches.
I didn't know it was horrible. I mean, I know fast food.
Churches is the trashiest chicken spot.
Like to eat?
Or to work?
Like, I mean,
it would have to be
the
work
since
then,
it was
too.
In EC, Brick.
Churches is like the White Castle.
Where are churches at? Or it was that even churches? Was it a White Castle or was that churches in
churches
EC?
Or Mr. Chicken? Mr. Chicken?
EC was churches and White Castle, wasn't it?
That was connected
together?
Right there.
Well, I feel like, I haven't had it since.
Now it's like the teriyaki.
It's
can.
A teriyaki spot.
Yeah.
When I just recently did Uber, I just seen shit that I had not seen. I was like secluded in my little.
You see how we just come around here like they tore that shit up?
In my little part of the world for like 3 years. Like when I came out, it was like, I was like, damn.